again, this is Rex Tonks coming to you. I'm excited about this podcast. And then the first thing I want to share with you is a word of prayer. And we want to come out of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Asking God, the glorious Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom. We need wisdom in this day and time. And insight so that we may grow in the knowledge of God. The Bible clearly says that my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. We need spiritual knowledge from God and insight to deal with the matters we're dealing with today in our society. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you as we pray into this. We ask that you continue to give us wisdom, spiritual wisdom and insight. Open our understanding to the truth. Help us discern between good and evil. Help us to know when people are not telling us the truth. Help us see through by your spirit. We need wisdom, spiritual wisdom, to deal with these wicked agendas. We need insight to deal with how to fight. And God, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for those who are serving. We ask for continued strength for Dave Williams, our state chair, Vicky Tompkins, our GOP El Paso chair, Scott Bottoms, who is a Senate on the House floor, Ken DeGraff, Stephanie Luck, and Brandy. And also we pray for Senator Mark Basley. And we ask that you would just cover them and help them stand up to be strong. Give them the stamina and strength they need in the days ahead. And many others who are working alongside with them to make a difference. We thank you for it and ask for you to give us strength each and every step of the way. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to encourage you to get in this fight. We want to fight for our constitutional rights. We want to fight all this this indoctrination that's coming against our children and youth. I'm in this fight for future generations. I have grandchildren and I have children, and I want you to fight with me on this. Join me in this fight to make a difference. Be a voice, speak up and show up for God's glory. Let's stand for such a time as this and fight against this crazy indoctrination and wave of overreach and destruction that's happening in our state of Colorado. I want you to stand with me. Next point I want to share with you is purpose. My purpose for this podcast is to inform the people of God, to inform citizens of Colorado of what's really going on. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and our purpose is to inform. My purpose for running for office, some of y'all know I'm running for Senate District 10 as a candidate, and I came through assembly with 60% of the vote, so that makes me top line on the ballot all the way to June 25th is the primary. So my purpose is to fight for our future generations. I have grandchildren, and I have a son and daughter, and I want them to experience the same freedoms we've experienced growing up during our time. And so I'm in this fight, and I want you to join me in this fight. I want you to get involved. I want you to be prayerful about our state. There are so many things happening around our state and in our state house that's unconstitutional. Many things that they are doing is just stepping all over our constitutional rights. Just last week, I was in the state Senate floor, saw some of our fellow Republicans fighting for our gun rights, and had a lot of questions for those who are pushing to remove freedoms to bear arms. And I asked one Democratic senator, I said, how can you stand with this kind of things where there's a slow slide of removing of our constitutional rights? And, you know, he had some different things he had to say about it, but we have to fight, we have to inform, we have to communicate with those in the House and Senate floor. We need to know who those who are fighting, and this podcast will let you know, highlight those who are fighting. So that's the purpose. You know, the principle I want to share with you, out of Proverbs, it says, Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. In all thy getting, get wisdom. Get understanding. We need God's wisdom. We need to be able to apply the truth of knowledge into every aspect of our life. I want to make sure that there is an understanding of why every citizen, every believer must be engaged and involved and informed. Because you may not like politics, you may not like government, you may not want to be involved, but I'm telling you, government and overreach is coming at us in just unsurmountable levels. There is a tidal wave coming of destruction, of intrusion, and we need to be ready to speak up and fight against this. And it's going to require every single person to speak up, to stand up and show up. So that's the principle. Now, the people that I want you to be aware of that are really going at it, fighting really hard, and I want to highlight, you know, Senator Beasley. Mark Beasley is on our Senate floor fighting for our rights. You know, they stood and tried to fight against almost 7 hours straight of trying to make amendments where they would not push removing some of our freedoms. You know, so the numbers is 24 to 12. They have the supermajority. The Democrats have a supermajority, 24, and Republicans only have 12. But their difference is we do have sometimes some of the Democrats vote right, just a few. But if we can get people contacting their representatives and senators to let them know we don't want this, it's important to speak up. There's opportunities to be able to speak. On the House floor, we have Kendi Graff and Pastor Scott Bottoms and Brandy and Stephanie Luck, who mobilizes prayer every week. These leaders are fighting. We need to be covering them in prayer. We need to show up and speak against some of these bills. It may not seem like it's making a difference, but it does make a difference when we speak up, because truth will prevail. And so those are some of the things I want to make sure that we understand what's happening with our state house in the state of Colorado. Now, concerning my Senate district run, we currently have people who are mobilized. I have a team of people mobilized making calls. And we now, starting this weekend, we'll start mobilizing a team to do door knocking. We have, I have a list of 110,000 people we have to contact in Senate District 10. Door knocking, calling, fundraising, support, financial support, all those things important to help me cross the finish line with victory. You know, my campaign is basically three main principles. We need to bring vision. You know, help our people on the Senate floor, House floor, and our state house understand that if we don't do something to change this course we're headed, it's leading us to destruction. Proverbs 29 says in 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he who keeps the law. Those who follow the laws of God, we have success. But when we don't, we have destruction. Our values, we need to make sure our values are in the forefront and spoken up and fought for. And we also need to be a voice. I want to be a voice for we the people. Those things are very important. Now, as I've shared with you what we'll be doing in the next coming weeks, I want to emphasize again, prayer. Pray specifically for victory. We'll be talking about some prayer targets and prayer points in the days ahead, but we must pray. Bible says, Matthew 6:30, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Our leaders are under tremendous amount of pressure and attack. We need to cover Dave Williams, state chair, Vicky Tompkins, El Paso chair. We need to cover Scott Bottoms, House, and Ken, and Brandy, and Stephanie Luck, Senator Beasley. We need to cover these leaders who are pillars and a voice for we the people. And I want to be there too next year if the Lord shall have me win this race. But I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going all out and would like your prayers, your support to get this victory. Now, there's a lot of misinformation out there. I encourage you, don't believe everything you hear out there in the media. Do your research. There are sources. And it's nothing like being boots on the ground. Go to meetings. Go to the House floor. Go to the Senate floor and hear what's really happening. Because there is a narrative that our media put out. And we need to be aware of their narrative. And the way to be aware is do your research and showing up in meetings. Showing up on the House floor. There's just ungodly wickedness just to fight against what's right. And Micah 6:8 clearly explains to us. What do the Lord require of you and me? But to do what's just. We got to do what's right, even though many others are not. We got to love mercy, even amidst of all this mean-spirited people and things are happening. We still got to have a love and a mercy for people, because we know our real enemy is Satan. He's the one behind the scenes pushing these and puppeting people to do his bidding. But now it's time for the people of God to step up and do God's bidding. And he's calling many. Listen, we need, if God has spoken to you and tapped you to get involved, do it, because you are needed to advance God's plan. And it's so important that we remember the people. And just in closing, I just want to remind you what we need in this campaign for Senate District 10. And many may wonder, where is Senate District 10? Before we go into that, the northern boundary is Woodman Valley Road. The southern boundary is Constitution Avenue. The western boundary is little past I-25. And the eastern boundary is all the way to Highway 24. If you're in those boundaries, I'm asking you to pray. I'm asking for your help and your support. I'm asking for your vote. And you can go to my website, electrextonkins.com, to learn more about what we're standing and fighting for. I want to thank you so much. We'll be coming to you on a weekly basis with this podcast. Share with your friends. And we hope to keep everybody encouraged and informed and equipped. God bless you. And I wish you a blessed day. And remember, you have a destiny. God bless you.